Here we are, early morning. It's time to maybe move on, perhaps. And CN Rail, they move on from place to place, and they've been carrying some different kind of cargo of late. In fact, he's a train hopper. He goes by the name of Crow. Now, Crow was plucking his banjo near our CBC studios in Prince George yesterday. He says he's on his way south from Haida Gwaii, and he's saving up to head to the Okanagan to pick up some fruit for a while. Well, here's an inside look at what it's like to travel in the shadowy interior of a freight train car, according to Crow.
My name is Crow, and this is Sadie Moo. She's only 2 years old, but she's been everywhere in the country except Nunavut and Newfoundland.
I don't think about the future. I try not to think about the future. I try to live like my dog, day to day. She's been on the road for a long time, since the day she was 2 months old.
I don't know where I'm from, but I was raised in Ontario. Just came from Haida Gwaii, got off that train, the freight train, not the train that you pay on. me and my girlfriend caught up from Smithers to here. I actually taught her how to hop her first train about maybe like 3 weeks ago. They got to know where they're going, which direction. It's pretty simple. Smithers is a pretty easy hop spot. And make sure you just don't get spotted by the bulls or you'll get fined. If it's going slow enough, you could toss all your on the porch of a rideable car. But since my dog is so big, I can't really do that anymore. So I'd have to wait till it fully stops, even for just like half a minute, and then jump on. Well, they're called rideable cars, and well, it's self-explanatory. They're the cars that you could ride. So there's the ones that hold grain, they're called grainers. And usually a grainer, there's different kinds of grainers, but the ones that you'd want to ride are called Cadillac grainers. They're the bigger ones with, they say, usually Alberta or Saskatchewan on them. Sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're rusty red. And there's a hole, it's called an owl hole. And when you go inside that owl hole, there's two compartments. It's almost like it was made for train hoppers, because you can sit comfortably in there. It's maybe like 4x4 feet. And there's also ones that are called intermodals, or IMs, and they have what you call a bucket. They're the ones that hold containers. And in between the container and the end of the car, there's a space for you or your belongings or your dog. But the ones they produce nowadays, because they're really hard to find now, the ones they produce nowadays have no floor on them, just like a plank of metal. And they're called suicides, because if you fall asleep, you could die by falling through the no floor, I guess.
Have you ever been caught?
No, I have not been caught, and I'm proud of that. I've been spotted many times, and if there's CN workers here listening to this, and if you saw some hobos on the train and pretended not to look, then I say thank you, because you're helping us out. This is a tune called Old Joe Clark. It's a traditional American folk music tune, and the Almanac Singers from the 1940s during World War II wrote a song called Round, Round. I'm simply here, not asking, not begging, but simply playing music. And if they are willing to donate some coin, then I'll be glad to take it. But I would never ever aggressively ask someone if I could score some money off them. Live off this. Live off the generosity of my friends and folks who want to help out, and also live off society's garbage, like food from the dumpster, clothes handed to me from the dumpster or from Sally Ann's. I'll be turning 22 in September. Round, round,
Harper's Green, round and round. Most people live kind of a conventional life. But what do you think that those people are missing out on, living that way instead of choosing the kind of lifestyle you have instead?
They're missing out on the true nature of living, of the grit and the dirt and the just, I guess being alive is how I'd describe it. They're missing out on being alive. I think some, if not all, if not most, I should say, people are already dead. And that's really grim and saddening for some people to hear, but I truly believe that. Poor boy down, won't get up no more.
The only reason why I could live this way is because the society weighs so much. I think if we lived in a perfect world, I wouldn't have to be living this way. I'd live like one with nature, one with the birds and the bugs and the animals around. Poor boy down, won't get up no more. Well, Mr. Harper's hungry now, he's looking for some oil.
He goes by the name Crow, and there he is, a plucking and a grinning, and traveling by rail, hopping on freight train cars across the country. So, well, with any luck, he won't get caught for another while yet.